Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to a new episode of the podcast.
On today's episode, we're discussing once you bought traffic, what do you do with it next? How do you hold on to it? And how do you leverage leads with it in the future?
So hi there, I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode. In today's episode, we are discussing purchase traffic. What do you do with it? Let's start real quickly by talking about what purchased traffic actually is. In this case, Hazel, we're talking about paid advertising?
Yes.
So not purchase traffic in the old sense, paid advertising in the new sense.
That's correct, correct. And before we start, I'm going to do a quick rundown of what mobile wallet marketing is and used.
Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application, and Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has two sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. The front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention, colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it. And this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on. Those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification, and they have the ability to tap the back links, and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. Passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers, you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based, or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do.
Awesome. Thanks for that.
I hear time and again that you ran a paid ad or a boosted post on social media through sites as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, whichever ones, and to gain followers or likes, and very carefully crafted content piece. But now, what do you do with them? The followers, I mean, they sit on your business page waiting for you to engage with them next. So you make a post, hopefully they like it, but to what end? You pay good money to generate these leads and turn them into qualified sales. Don't have them fall off the grid. Have them engage and buy through a business page as one channel marketing in conjunction with them buying again. Through a mobile channel is something else. You take the qualified leads and continuing the funnel process is where it makes sense, which is right to mobile.
So your customer is expected to go on a journey with you. And you have to take them on this journey and control your messaging.
Right.
So as I see it, there are 3 reasons why you would purchase traffic, buy advertising, whatever you want to call it, in the first place. Number one, obviously you need viewers simply because you don't have any.
Right.
And you're using digital marketing to generate leads.
Right. And 2, you want qualified leads, meaning more people buying your podcast or product rather or service.
And you know, the third one, I guess you could say one sale leads to the next and you're looking for repeat business.
Right. Those are 3 big reasons, but none of that considers the importance of mobile because with it, you can send the right message at the right time. Going back to the example of the social media ad spent, you've now acquired traffic on it, and it's going to be more difficult to control your ad spend on these platforms because the cost just keeps going up and capturing followers or likes are now underperforming.
So now that you've acquired the leads, you really want to hang on to every single one that you have. I think probably we're not really here to discuss ways to buy traffic, but more ways to give you ideas to drive the leads once you have them. I know there are plenty of other podcasts, articles, websites that focus on the where and the whats and the ways of buying traffic and getting leads. But, you know, in the end, it really all boils down to your messaging, which is sending the right message or offer, in front of the right audience at the right time.
Yes, that's right. I mean, timing is everything with messaging. For example, a restaurant will have far more success notifying their clientele of a daily special before the dinner hour, let's say around 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon, just as a weather notification on your phone would be sent more in the morning, let's say 5:30 when people are waking up for the day. And that's where mobile marketing comes in. Where we strive on all our episodes is that it comes down to timing, sending the right message at the right time.
Right. And so, you know, let's look at a couple of our previous podcasts in the archives where we've gone into some in-depth discussions about that. You know, one of them is a 2-part episode about why mobile advertising works. The first episode was number 34, and then we picked it up again with the second part in episode 42.
Right, and then let's not forget the shopper's journey with offline and online integration, which is episode 40. With a very little effort on your part, it will feed your bottom line. And that's the importance of being mobile. Sending the right message at the right time is essential to your marketing mix.
Right. So with paid ads, whether it's social media sources, SEO, or media buys, it's all about targeting your audience.
The content, the offer, the landing page, sending an email. You know, they all have to work in conjunction with one another. And to send an offer at a correct time, get them into your funnel, to follow up with a mobile campaign so that you have the right audience at the right time. I mean, you know, everybody now is looking at their phones. So we have to target them where they're looking, which is, you know, essentially on the lock screen with offers or notifications. You know, just like email campaigns, capturing is key. And once you have them, you never let them go.
Right. And a customized mobile pass with an offer, notification of event or discount of service or product like a mobile coupon, you are targeting your own traffic, your own audience, and it's easily able to engage with them.
Right.
So a pass that has a recent campaign on it, such as a 20% coupon, can be changed up to your next campaign, which may be for 30% off for further sale items. So it moves fluidly from one campaign to the next because they don't get deleted. They stay on your prospect's phone. So that's about 9 out of 10 of them do, which is an amazing retention rate.
Yep.
The pass stays on the prospect's or lead's phone, just waiting for the next offer. And that's how you engage with your traffic from the paid lead sources. Move them from one channel to the mobile channel to continually be seen.
Right. And when you're using, you know, the latest in the mobile features like proximity or location triggers, your targeting is going to be way closer to right. We've worked with a lot of clients to help them build out their messaging, and we actually have a worksheet that we put together, and you can download it on mobilewalletmarketer.com. It's very specific about iBeacons and geofencing. You can download the worksheet. It takes you straight through the process and sort of gives you ideas on how to understand your audience and how to market to them.
Right, and inside the iBeacon worksheet are ways to use the proximity triggers to your advantage, breaking down and provide an understanding of all the latest tech terms that you may not be familiar with. There are images of what an iBeacon looks like. I mean, they're really small, by the way, and they fit right in the palm of your hand.
There's like an insider track section with ways to use proximity triggers, you know, with the different and various types of businesses that people have. There's a set of strategic questions to consider when you're setting up a campaign and going through types of messaging, such as where versus when, so that you know the messaging will be right and selling your product or service will become effectively easier.
And if you're not sure where to start, Kim has put together a worksheet to take you through the beginning process of a complete mobile strategy. She's giving away copies of it on her site at kimstewart.net.
And you know what else? I'm going to put a link to download the worksheet on the page for this podcast episode as well.
Excellent. So on this worksheet that she has, we show you ways to turn your current campaign through other marketing channels into a mobile one. And so you don't want to miss out on this. Inside her worksheet are strategical questions about your business, what channels you currently have set up, what type of audience you want to acquire, and from there it goes right into your various mobile marketing options.
Right, so we share all of our strategies with you, and you know your competitors are probably already using a lot of these strategies. So it doesn't really matter if you are a coach or a consultant or you run online courses, you know, retail stores, restaurants, real estate agents, podcasters. I could keep going through the list because there is no one way to use mobile. There's really just every way to use it.
That's right. And Kim, we haven't even started on how it works for trade shows or local events or parties. I mean, there's plenty of episodes out there that we have that does discuss that. So no matter your business, mobile just works. If your client or prospect is moving from place to place, there's one constant that they have with them, and that's their mobile device in hand. So doesn't it make sense to send the right message to them with notifications or reminders right on the lock screen?
Yep.
And no SMS charges occur. No app is needed. Because Kim, after all, it's likely that you don't have time to develop an app to download and maintain it. I mean, that's a rising cost. An app discovery today works well for big business. Otherwise, there's little value for business like yours out there in podcast world, or in the world, really. And go ahead.
Well, you know, I was going to say, rising costs doesn't really so much happen with mobile wallet passes. They are a subscription-based product, so you're only paying for the passes that you use, and the vast majority of clients aren't even using as many as they're entitled to in their plans. I mean, it's really simple. It works out the same way as like your MailChimp subscription or your Constant Contact or whatever, only instead of email, it's lock screen notifications and mobile wallet passes.
Right. And you know, Facebook can close down your business page tomorrow, and then where will you be? You have all these followers on your page, and they go by the wayside. I've seen that again. So mobile marketing is a channel that works, similar to email, as you were saying.
Well, and you know, there's something else that just kind of popped in my mind, because a lot of people rely, like you say, on social media. And when you say, oh, Facebook could close down your business page tomorrow, well, if you also look at some of the recent algorithm changes at Facebook, or some of the restrictions that Twitter has placed on companies like Buffer and Hootsuite, and how you're able to, not able to is probably a better way to put it, update multiple accounts at one time. You know, it's social media is kind of at a crossroads, and if you have all your eggs in that basket, you really need to look at mobile marketing as a channel. You know, you build your list, you nurture it with the right messages, you make the conversation more authentic, and, you know, just create a better overall experience, you know, a truthful experience with people.
And that's right. That's the importance of being mobile. So again, we mentioned these worksheets earlier. The iBeacon worksheet you can find at mobilewalletmarketer.com. And if you want to learn more about a beginning strategy and have some steps to help you along the way, then go to kimstewart.net. She'll also put a link on it on this podcast page. And of course, we have examples on Twitter with the hashtag mobilewalletmarketing to find ways messaging is being used successfully. So that's all we have for today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Thanks. Have a great week.